Hey, beautiful soul. Welcome to Spirit Speakeasy. I'm Joy Giovanni, Joyful Medium. I'm a working psychic medium, energy healer, and spiritual gifts mentor. This podcast is like a seat at the table in a secret club, but with mediums, mystics, and the spiritual luminaries of our time. So come behind the velvet ropes with me and see inside my world as I chat insider style with profoundly gifted souls. We go deep, share juicy stories, laugh a lot, and it wouldn't be a speakeasy without great insider secrets and tips. You might even learn that you have some gifts of your own. So step inside the Spirit Speakeasy. Hey, beautiful souls. Welcome to another episode of Spirit Speakeasy. Welcome or welcome back if you're new to the podcast. I'm so happy to have you guys with me here today. If you're a regular listener, you know that I have been in the process of moving house. So I am officially in the new place and I'm going to give you a little bit of an update, but I also want to talk about this idea of moving and whether for you, you're going through like an actual physical move or whether you're just emotionally moving from one place to another, one version of you to another, whatever change or transitions that you're going through this year or this time period of your life. I feel like we're going to have some things in common. Really, it's a little bit of an update this episode, a little bit of some things that I've been processing myself and just wanting to share my process with you guys a little bit. I have a couple announcements really quick. If you are listening to this podcast on the day that it is released, which is Monday, June 26th, we've got our free monthly community healing this evening. So head on over to my at Joyful Medium Facebook page or Instagram page and get the link. There's a Zoom link and those sessions are not recorded, but it's a once a month free community offering that I do. So I'd love to have you there. What else? If you didn't catch last week's episode with Chatelle's story, I went back and listened to it just to make some notes myself about the astrology. And I already am seeing the themes and seeing the way things are presenting. So that's always really interesting to me. You know, when I hear those things and then they start to present in life, I want to share with you three things that I am enjoying about my new space, three challenges that I'm having. And that's probably going to turn into quite a little bit of a share. Hope you guys are up for it. And then I want to share three things I'm excited about. I want to just touch on really quickly. I sometimes as a person, as a little human over here, I get a little anxious is not quite the right word or emotion. But I really have some mixed feelings often, like very up and down, back and forth about how much to share about my personal experience, my life experience, my personal emotions. I feel like this podcast is such an intimate setting that I really want to be able to go deep and share my truths and my experiences with you. But I also want to be cautious that, you know, I maybe have certain privileges that other people aren't experiencing right now, or even past traumas that I've had. I don't ever want it to come off as like a, oh, poor me, because I definitely don't feel like that. So I just want to throw that out there because I do struggle back and forth with how much like personal stuff, so to speak, to share. This one's probably going to be pretty personal, and I probably should, I don't know. I feel like I should throw some trigger warnings out there, but I don't quite know what they are yet. I think they're going to unfold as we talk here. So let me just dive right in and share with you three things that I am liking and loving about this space. One is just the space itself. This is, I did move. I'm in Southern California. For those of you that might not know or remember, I'm in San Diego. So I did just move towards downtown. I'm in an area that we call the Gas Lamp here, which, is literally a nod to these beautiful vintage street lamps that we have with these gorgeous globes, and they used to be gas lit, and now we have San Diego's all moving towards more of like green energy. But that is why this area, this quarter is what it's called, is named that way. So I'm in sort of a traditional, like what you would expect a downtown loft to be. There is exposed brick and it's more of an open concept loft space. There's lots of concrete. And I want to say these are like 12 or 13 foot ceilings. And I've got five huge 8 foot windows in here. And I like the space. And as part of that, I like the light, even though my last place, it felt like there was a lot of ambient light and light that came through. Being here, I realize how bright this is in contrast to maybe how cozy my last space was. So I'm enjoying the space. I like the open concept. I like the feeling of the ceilings make it feel bigger. So I'm really just like in the space itself. The second thing I'm really enjoying is I like the energy of the city. There's something about, I'm from Boston and I grew up in the city and I grew up around ambient noises. So we may or may not hear lots of ambient noises when I'm recording from now on. I'm probably not going to edit them out. I don't really do a lot of editing. So anyway, I do love the vibrancy of the city. I love the cars moving and the different, hustle bustle of people moving around and the way the lights come on in the evening and the way the city moves very early and there's trucks washing down the streets in the morning. And so there's something about that movement and that energy that works for me. I know maybe it's a quirk about me. I know it doesn't always work for everybody, but for me it does. And I even, to the space and the energy. I'm still learning how the space works best for me, but I've got myself positioned for my little working zone where I can see out one of the windows. And then there's another window behind me, obviously. And that's kind of my hangout zone a lot. I'll sit different times in the day and just look out. If you're watching on the video version of this window behind me, or off to my side here, with this table. And I just like looking out. I'm a bit of a nosy neighbor, I guess. And the third thing I'm liking about this space is the views. I am up a bit. I'm definitely not all the way up in this building. But I'm up a bit in this building. It's a gorgeous historic, building. You guys know I like a little character. It's a historic building that was gutted and redone in 2019. So pretty recently. So I love that from each of these windows, I can see a little corner or a little square between the buildings, different size gaps and different buildings, I guess, of the ocean. So I can see little bits of the ocean through each window if I want to, plus the city views and all of that as a part of it. I'm west facing, which here is west faces our coast. So I'm not right on the coast, but I'm close enough that I can see the water. I can see the sailboats go by. So I'm really enjoying that. And I am a person who just will sit and kind of stare out at the view wherever I am, if that's an option for me. So those are three of the things that so far, and I'm brand new in this space, but so far those are the things I'm really enjoying. I also, there's for every, nothing's all sunshine and roses, I guess is what I'm trying to say. Three things that I'm working through in the space, besides the regular, organizing and trying to get those under cabinets working in a good way for me and learning how I use the space, like which window I like to sit at and which, the little bits and pieces about moving into a place. Besides that and the editing or like Marie Kondoing my space, making sure I'm intentionally keeping the things I love and letting go of things that I'm hanging on to for whatever reason. Besides all that, there are three other things that I've listed here. One is the ambient noises. Now, like I said, I'm a city gal. I don't mind the noises myself. Really, the two challenges with all the ambient noises is one, clients, because I work part-time from home. I do Zoom sessions with clients and I teach, as you guys might know. It's interesting to have these like unpredictable and ambient noises and sometimes fire trucks going by. Not so much when I'm doing readings, it's more when I'm doing healing sessions, just because it can be a little disruptive to my sitter, my recipient, right? So I'm still navigating that for like client sessions and for sleep. There's a nightclub really close to me and it pops off on Friday and Saturday nights. So I'm still, you know, I love the vibrancy of it. Friday nights I've learned are more intense than Saturday nights. But just, you know, with sleep, I'm just trying to figure out the best way to navigate that. I don't mind the little noises and the car noises and the truck noises and all that kind of stuff doesn't bother me at all. So that's just something I'm still working with. Obviously I didn't move out into the countryside where it's quiet, so I don't expect that by any means. But you know, when you first move into a space, it's getting acquainted and getting to know the ins and outs and the quirks of the place. Luckily, because of these big, thick cement walls, I really don't hear my neighbors too much. We have these amazing heavy locked doors on our front door, so I sometimes will hear my neighbor's door like opening or like closing because it closes pretty heavy. But even that's not a big deal. So ambient noises, I am still working through and working with. The second thing that's been a little surprising to me is the emotions around moving in general. And a lot of emotions have come up for me. The thing I didn't really put together, I guess, in retrospect, is that most of my moves, not all of them, most of my moves in my adult life and in my childhood have been kind of traumatic, either due to a loss or a breakdown in relationship or an emergency. So unfortunately, I've given my kids kind of a similar experience in that way. They're both adults and on their own now. But I did move around in kind of traumatic ways in my adult life as well. And this move, you might have heard me say it before, happened on a timeline that wasn't very comfortable for me. You know, I like to have time to like pack slowly and organize as I go, which I did do, but it just felt more intense. And it was just a couple week timeline between the time when I made the decision and was moving. There just were some maintenance things that weren't being handled in a good way where I was. And so it became quite apparent, even though I probably would have stayed where I was longer, just out of comfort. I'm a kind of a creature of comfort. So the emotions around moving in general, past moves, realizing how many like traumatic moves I've had, realizing how many times I've had to leave things behind. Like as I'm sorting my things now and deciding what I'm keeping, what I'm letting go of, there's items that I'm like, I've had this. That's the other thing you probably should know about me. I'm one of these weird people that pretty much everything I have, I'll say like 95% of the things that I own, but I even think it's probably more than that. I can tell you where they came from, where, how they came into my life. If they were a gift, if I got them somewhere, I usually remember that time period of my life. I won't remember the exact date, but I'll remember what else was going on in my life in that time period generally. And even as we talk, I'm like looking around and say like, yeah, I remember every single thing in this room, like how it came into my space, how I came to own it. So that's interesting for me, especially as I've been like touching every item and letting things go. And I love that Marie Kondo show that, you know, she talks about sparking joy. She had that book about organizing your life. And, you know, I do hold the items and think, is this, do I want to keep this as a part of my world? Do I want to release this? And I still have a couple things that feel kind of out of obligation, like a few things my dad has given me, for example, or I don't have a ton of like family hand-me-down type stuff, like things, items. So the couple that I have, I have held on to, even though maybe they're not something I would have chosen myself. So that has stirred up a lot of emotions as well. Now, what I did not do was I didn't go through my kids' whole picture box. I reorganized it a little bit and switched it. The bin had broken, and so I switched it into like a new tubby, one of those plastic bins, storage type bins. But I didn't like go through every photo, and they have what I call special boxes, which is just boxes of their special things from over their childhood years that I've saved, schoolwork and baby clothes and things like that, little things, things they've written. So I didn't necessarily go through each individual piece and item because I think that just would have been, it would have taken so much longer to like unpack, right? But I more or less know what's in those boxes. So I really feel like I've been a little surprised about the emotions that are coming up for me around moving. I mean, I think moving is always, I mean, always is a strong word, but I think moving in general can be stressful, right? It's taking everything out from everywhere, packing it, moving it, unpacking it, organizing it again. So usually we're trying to hurry up and get that done. So that can be stressful in general, but I don't know. I've been a little bit surprised about the different emotions that I have felt. And I am someone who, you guys hear me say pretty often that this personal development stuff, like working on ourselves and looking at our own emotions and processing as we grow is an ongoing process. And I'm someone who sometimes can be very focused on what I need to do. And I've been working in the last few years kind of like by force, meaning like, I don't know that this was not my natural process, but my soul is calling me to like more actively be processing my emotions on a continual basis, which I do feel like it's good if we do. I'll say it that way. But there's been times where I'm like, oh, wait, I have an emotion here. What is this emotion? Let me evaluate this. So, I mean, it's a good move for me. It's not even a bad move. It's a good move. But just a lot of varying emotions. And the third thing that I'm still working through is letting myself fully ground or like fully settle into this space. This last weekend, I was doing like a good bit of unpacking. I've kind of been like unpacking and then having clients and then unpacking and then having days of clients. So in this unpacking, I realized I wasn't fully settling into the space. I wish I had better language for this. It's more of like an energetic thing, but I just wasn't feeling at home. I mean, I was organizing the things like it's my home and I'm excited about this place. And like I told you, there's a lot of things I love about it, but something about it, I wasn't feeling fully connected and fully grounded into the space, like the owner of the energy of this place. I've done some little energetic tools since then, which I could talk more about, but I knew that there was an emotional reason. And I just kind of paused and asked myself internally, like, what is going on? Why are you still feeling so separate from this space? I do tend to be a person that like cozies into my little witch hovel here. I love my space. I tend to be a very connected to my space kind of a person. And I just could feel this disconnect and I had to really evaluate that. And one of the things that came up for me was a fear of holding the energy of this place. Now that might sound strange, so let me talk a little bit about what that means. The last place that I was in, this is where it's going to get a little personal. I've shared bits about this, especially if you've been reading, you know, when this blog was written and not a podcast back in 2020. I moved in 2020, kind of at the height of the pandemic, end of August 2020, because of the breakdown of a long-term life partnership, you know, a life partner relationship. And it was a traumatic move. It was very stressful. It was not planned and orchestrated. There was a ton of emotional upheaval for me because not only was I moving in such a quick way, I have some health stuff. The pandemic was at its very height where we still didn't have vaccines and there's still so much confusion and chaos going on. And I was really scared, to be quite honest, because of my health stuff. I had to be extra cautious, like more than the average bear. I'm in that risk population. And so there were so many emotions swirling around. And then also the breakup, separation, devastation of this relationship. So I was reading a book right before that breakdown of my relationship by one of my favorite teachers, mentors, authors, Ianla Van Zandt. I'm not going to get the name of the book right, but it has to do with our truths. I'll link it in the show notes. And she talks about a personal experience in this book. And I'm not going to quote this exactly right. So forgive me in advance for butchering this. I have been following this incredible soul since I was 16 years old and her teachings. And you guys know I'm 45 now. So if you don't know who she is, check her out. Everything she's done and written is fantastic and from spirit. She's been a big part of my personal development journey. And I just so happened, I think a lot of us tried to like read books during the pandemic and do the things we didn't have time to do. So I was reading this book of hers and she talks about this time in her journey when she kind of lost it all and moves into this house. And the way she says it is like, it was small, but it was clean and it was safe kind of a thing. And that's how I think of my last place. It was my healing place. It was a tiny Spanish cottage, you know, a two-bedroom, you know, smaller space, little house. And I loved it and I loved a lot of things about it, but it was a part of my healing journey. It was a place that was really tucked away on a canyon. And it felt very, even though it wasn't like totally secluded, something about it felt private and felt quiet and secluded. And I did so much personal work and so much healing in that space. And I've been getting the nudge from spirit for quite honestly a little over a year that it was time for me to start moving on, moving out, moving up, moving on, moving forward. And I'd looked a couple times and gotten discouraged. And like most places, the real estate market here has prices have increased by like 33%, which is in the last 2 years, which is kind of crazy for a rental market anyway. So I was discouraged. I couldn't really get near the areas that I probably would have liked to be in. I didn't necessarily consider this area at first, but then it came into my awareness and this place just kind of happened so fast that I don't know. Sometimes I feel like things roll out in a meant to be kind of a way. But that last place was my healing place. And it was even then, excuse me, because we were a little, you know, I wasn't necessarily working a lot like the rest of us. So, you know, it was a little outside of my price range, but I made it work. And this to move felt again a little outside of my price range, which I guess is the way it works sometimes. And I was just so stressed out about moving and being able to move. And I realized, like I was saying, this fear of being able to hold the energy of this place, hold the commitment to what it means financially. I don't know. I sometimes feel a little bit alone in the world. I've got amazing friends and I have my best friend that I talk about all the time. I've got the most amazing kids. I'm convinced I just adore them. But you know, I don't necessarily have a huge family structure to lean into. Let's just say it that way. And I'm single, obviously. I just told you that I don't have a partner and I haven't for the last few years, but I've been on my little healing journey. So sometimes it feels scary to have all of these commitments and obligations. And, you know, even though now I'm kind of only responsible for myself, yeah, I was a single mom for so long and did the mom thing and all of that and was responsible for other people that I really should, in theory, right? Theoretically, I should be feeling less pressure because it's just me that I'm looking after and just me that I'm paying bills for and feeding, for example. But something about it just felt kind of stressful. I checked in. Here's my process. I check in on my worthiness. Like, do I feel worthy of this place? Do I feel worthy of a safe place that has healthy plumbing and no mold and, you know, is a lovely building and all the things? Do I feel worthy? And I was like, okay, yes, I do. Cause sometimes in the past, that's been my problem is I didn't feel like I deserved it or I didn't feel good enough or like it was for me. So I was like, no, I feel good there. That's okay. I'm very excited about the place. I love it. Like I said, another frequent challenge for me is this fear of failure. I push myself sometimes hard and I can push myself out of my comfort zone sometimes. But I do get I have this fear of failure thing that rises up on many levels. And so I was like, oh, maybe it's that. Let me check in on that. Is it a fear of failure? And I'm like, no, I'm pretty committed to this place. I know I can afford it for the time that I have, you know, for the year and a half that I have committed to it. So, no, that's okay. I don't feel like fear of failure. I don't even know what that would look like. That feels okay. And really it's holding the energy of being able to like be all the things and do all the things I need to do to have this life that I'm trying to live into. So it wasn't even necessarily about this physical place. It's almost, just this outside of my comfort zone, reaching for the next step that I don't quite see emerging yet about this whole next phase of my journey. So it's a little bit of like an existential thing, I guess. More than just a move, it feels like. It feels like, you know, I did my healing work and I did the growth I could in my cozy little cottage. And now I am in this loft space and I'm moving on to, I did a live a couple weeks ago and maybe I'll talk more about this on a future podcast, but this mantra and this like personal, mission statement or personal statement for the year about what I'm wanting to move into and who I who I feel like I am as a soul and who I feel like I want to express to be in this world. And the boiled down, condensed down mantra that came out of that is be her now, or be him now, or be them now, or however it works for you. If you like it, you're welcome to use it too. But there was this little bit of, it almost feels like I'm pretty sensitive, not just to like energy in the emotional way, but like movement. And, so it almost feels to me like when you ride in an elevator that goes really fast and you get that weird tummy feeling that kind of goes into your throat a little bit. It's not quite anxiety, but it's like, well, this is moving awfully fast. I don't know if my body is going to catch up with the speed. It kind of feels like that in a physical and energetic way, but I realize that it's about living into, moving through, on, towards this new segment of my journey and letting myself fully be her now, so to speak. Hey, beautiful soul, I want to hear from you. Give me a call on my new Spirit Speakeasy hotline and tell me the story of your sign or communication that you received from your own loved one in the spirit world. And you might even be featured on an upcoming episode of Spirit Speakeasy. Call me now, area code 305-928-LOVE. That's 305-928-5683, 305-928-LOVE. I hope to hear from you soon. So a lot of emotions have been moving through me. So I did take an unintentional 2-week, I don't even want to call it a hiatus because it's not like I was like on some glorious break over here, you know, relaxing. I was hard at work of moving and just couldn't get all the things done and I've been a little disengaged on social. I still am seeing some of the posts, but I haven't been commenting and responding as much. And even that, you know, even just the like, no, I have permission to take care of myself. I have permission that I need this little bit of time to catch my breath and get settled so that I can focus on my work and so that I can be fully present in my work. And even that feels like a big shift for me because historically I am someone, I'm a bit of like that people pleaser challenge that a lot of empaths and sensitives and psychics and mediums and healers and et cetera, sensitive souls do, where it's like, I feel I put this expectation on myself to be all things to all people. And in effect, I have often trained people to like expect things of me to a high degree. It's not so much a problem in my life these days, just because my friends and the people close to me aren't like that with me. It's really self-imposed at this point. So it's something I'm still kind of fine tuning and working through, but you know, even this week, that was just a couple days ago that I really kind of, it took me a few days to process through it, but that I really came to the recognition of like, oh, it's about holding the space and it's about a little bit of fear or uncertainty or, I mean, I step it out in faith because I know, you know, where my heart is. I know what my intentions are. I know that I can do the things I'm wanting to do in this next segment, but actually making them a reality. I don't know. Anxiety is not quite the right emotional word, but there's another word I'm sure for it that I just don't have right now. So that has been the third thing that I have been working through, working on, working with. Here's some ambient noise for you. I think you guys can hear that. And I'm kind of high up, like I said. So it's these are ambient city noises, but I don't mind it. Hopefully you guys don't mind it. That's actually a little bit of my people pleasing fear is that everyone else is going to have a problem with these ambient noises, outside of like sleep time. So these are the things that I'm loving. These are the things that I'm working through. These are the things that have come up for me about my life trajectory. I kind of am, I guess, at this like midlife place where I'm looking over, you know, I don't think we should live in the past, but I do think we have to evaluate our past, right? To understand our patterns, where we've grown, what experiences. Sometimes we can more clearly identify emotions of past experiences or have more understanding when we're further away from it. So there's things I've even been reevaluating from the time I was really little, like 3 and 4 years old, memories that I have that I just wasn't clear to do with a move actually. And luckily, Thank God my dad is still with us. He's in his 80s at this point. He doesn't listen, but love you, Dad. And there's some things I've been able to check with him. There was a time in my younger life, my mom had lost a partner who I loved dearly. And in that in-between time, the best way that I understand it is that she wasn't necessarily living anywhere in particular. And I had been sent to live with some different friends and family members. And there was a question in my mind as like a four-year-old of like, was that like 3 weeks or was that like 3 months? Because it felt like a really long time. But I know, you know, the construct of time, especially in retrospect, can be very skewed. And my dad's like, no, that was like 3 to 6 months. Like that was wild. And so I'm like, oh, okay. So really digging deep in my past and evaluating things. Now, the other thing to know is even as we evaluate our past emotions and things that rise up, you know, maybe you're going through a phase where you have a big change in your job or in a relationship of yours, or even in the way that you've decided you want to greet the world from here on and who you're wanting to be and live into in this next segment for yourself. We get to evaluate things from our past. And it's sometimes people will ask me, especially clients that I'm working with in more of like a coaching, intuitive coaching capacity, why do I have to revisit the same emotions? Or why does this scenario that happened in my previous, you know, I don't mean like previous life, like a different lifetime. I mean like a younger time in my life, like, you know, 20 years ago, for example, or 30 years ago. Why does that keep coming up? I thought I healed that. I thought I processed that. Well, yeah, but each day, each time period, we're a new version of ourselves. And we might have done emotional work in another area that, for example, has opened up a little more space for us to have healing or understanding about a new piece of a past experience, for example. So it was interesting because I maybe wasn't as like tearful emotions about some of these things. And I've got a good bit of trauma in my life, if I'm really honest with you guys, that I just don't really speak about. But is it, for me, in this little segment, one of the ways that I know that people always ask, like, how am I going to know when that's like, how does it show when I've done my emotional work? Well, sometimes when we're revisiting the things, it's not as emotionally expressive for us, meaning like I wasn't necessarily breaking down in tears and releasing the emotions that way, although it's perfectly acceptable if I was or if you do. But for me, it was more of a revisit that felt just like a peaceful depth of understanding. I didn't necessarily have judgment about it. I didn't necessarily have like anger or resentment about some of the things that happened. It was just more factual, like, okay, this happened. Little me felt like this at the time. I now can understand a bigger picture of maybe what other people in the scenario were going through. And here's how that's affecting me today. Or here's, you know, how I see that pattern still playing out today. And is this the same or what have I learned from this or what's changed? So sometimes I'm not necessarily asking firm questions like that of myself, but it's more of a soft evaluation of just understanding and noticing, really, kind of putting those dots together, if you will. So that has been a little bit surprising to me, as one of the things that I don't know, has come out of this move. You know, we don't always think of a transition as like, you know, okay, we change jobs and yeah, there's stresses to that, or we, you know, things happen. We have breakups or we get together with someone or we have losses of many kinds, but we don't always think about the peripheral emotions that are coming up. So it's just been an interesting experience that I maybe wasn't expecting in the way that it came. And I'm still working through this idea of holding the energy of who I'm living into as a soul this lifetime. For however much more time I get here, I've got things that I'm wanting to give and experience and do in the world, and working with myself about continuing to move out of my comfort zone and be this version, live into this version of myself, move towards this version of myself that I've chosen that I want to be. So it's a little bit of a shift, but I'm still working on it. And Before we go, I also, just to end on a bit of a positive note, I want to share three things that I'm excited about. Because while, like I said, I don't believe in living in the past, but evaluating the past, I don't believe in living in the future, but for me anyway, it helps to have things that I'm excited about going forward and that I'm like looking forward to, or whether I do them or not, even ideas that are available to me as things to explore or experience. I just find that that works for me. So three of the things that I am excited about is one, exploring the area. And I mean, even though I've lived in this, like San Diego County, the area, maybe not this exact area, I mostly lived about 20 minutes away, which I think everything is 20 minutes away from here, everywhere in this part of the country or this part of California anyway. That's kind of a joke we have here in San Diego. Everything's 20 minutes away. So while, you know, I've been down here since I think 2011. So that's like 13 years, 12 years. Most of the time I was in a different area. I haven't explored this whole gas lamp downtown. We even have a small little Italy here. I haven't explored it very much, little bits, but not as much as I would like to. And I don't just mean, you know, the, like understanding where it is, because I do, but it's like, I want to get out there and like look at the architecture, and I want to go into, we have some really cool kind of boutique vintage hotels here. I want to see the lobbies, and I want to just really explore. I mean, really explore. I'm not too far from the marina on the waterfront. I want to get down there and just explore. And I really haven't done that in all my years here. So that's one thing I'm excited to do, get the lay of the land. Another thing, number two, is trying some of these places. So of course, in my exploration, I'm going to find, you know, little coffee shops or little, I don't know, places around. So I'm excited to try the places. And I'm really close to several venues and theaters and all of that. So I'm excited to like see some shows and go to some of these venues and try some of the places that I find on my little exploration. And the third one, which I don't know if you'll be surprised by this or not, if you know me at all, but I'm excited to meet some of the spirit people, which I know probably sounds a little strange, but if you remember a few episodes back, I shared that there was this indigenous Kumeyaay woman that had been visiting me in my last house. I'm sure she'll visit me here as well if she so chooses. But my best friend suggested this, and I hadn't even really paused to think about it. And she suggested it when I was still kind of, you know, packing up at the other place. She was like, well, maybe you can meet some of the like spirit people since the historic building that have lived or worked or been there in some way in the past. And I was like, oh yeah, that'll be so cool. So that's something I've already lightly started experimenting with, but I'll do a full podcast once I have enough to share about it. I haven't really sat down and kind of opened up my awareness to fully understand or had someone present themselves to me, but I've played a little bit. So I'm excited to see if I can meet a spirit person or a spirit people who have either, you know, some connection to this building or this land or this area, and we'll see. So that's something interesting that I'm going to play with as I go. And I just invite you to think about, you know, whether it's something that's happening for you right now or in your recent past, or something that you feel is kind of brewing for your future, thinking about the way that we move through and move on and move towards these versions of ourself, and with whatever transition or transformation or changes that are rising up for you right now, whenever you're listening to this pod, how are you moving through it? How are you moving towards that version of yourself that you want to be? Or are you moving towards, you know, are you kind of sliding towards a past version of yourself and processing things in a way that you used to? Or are you processing things in a new way? And who is it that you're wanting to live into and move towards in this next phase of your life? I mean, we are we just had the summer solstice. We're just about halfway through the year. Who is it that you're wanting to be? Who is it that your soul is calling you to be in this next segment? Maybe there are areas where you're feeling a gentle nudge or encouragement to move out of your comfort zone. And maybe it's an actual move or big change for you in your life. And really just letting yourself feel the emotions as they rise, if they do. Maybe your mind is drawn to other times that felt similarly to whatever you're experiencing now, the patterns that we have, the things that cycle back around for us. And maybe there's a way for you to intentionally process those emotions or just be with them and say hello to them, essentially. And then let yourself feel who your soul is moving you towards or developing you into being. And you are enough just as you are right now. But I feel like most of us also continue to grow and live into being and expressing more of ourselves, right? And that's one little last thing that I'm working on is giving myself permission to express more of myself, like my quirky, individual, personal self that not everyone gets to see. It's a challenge, especially coming from an acting background where it's like, you know, you got to say the company line and you got to present this way and everything you do is reflects back. And I'm just myself now. So I don't necessarily have to be as PC or worry about that in the way that I often do. And it's so interesting how any transition in our life can kind of shake up things in other areas. So I'm so curious, what's shaking up for you? Thanks for being here with me today. And I hope that you've enjoyed this little bit of an update on me and what's going on in my life and how I'm choosing to greet it and move through it and move towards this next version of me, this next phase. It's not entirely without processing though, right? So I think it's important to remember that we have a choice to do the processing or not, but things come up for us along the way and it's fair for us to honor those things and also look at what we're excited about too. It's okay to be excited about things and it's okay to be happy when we have a win or when we can exhale in some way. It's okay to celebrate that, even if it's just celebrating it with ourselves. And I hope you know that I am always celebrating your wins, whether I actually know what they are or not. We can celebrate them together. So thanks for being here with me today. It has been an honor to have this little bit of your time and have this time together with you as always. I hope that you will continue to join. And if you are liking this podcast, it really helps me if you subscribe. If you want to leave a little 5-star review or a comment, I would love that as well. If you want to share an episode that has meant something to you or that's taught you something or that you found interesting with someone else, that also means a lot to me. And I just really want to say thank you for sharing your time with me, sharing your energy with me, and being on this journey together in this period of time together. So big hugs, lots of love. I will see you next week on another episode of Spirit Speaking.